What's wrong, Truffle Hunter? You look thoughtful.
It's nothing, sire. I was thinking, if only we could wake the spirits of the trees and the wells.
Well, can't we?
No, we have no power over them. Since the humans came into the land, felling forests and defiling streams, the dryads and naiads have sunk into a deep sleep. Who knows if ever they will stir again? And that is a great loss to our side. The Telmarines are horribly afraid of the woods, and once the trees moved in anger, our enemies would go mad with fright and be chased out of Narnia as quick as their legs could carry them.
What imaginations you animals have! But why stop at trees and waters? Wouldn't it be even nice if the stones started throwing themselves at old Miraz?
Aslan's How is round the next bend.
Oh, good. Yeah. The sun is coming up and everyone is tired.
Yes.
We could do with the rest.
You're right. Yes.
Aslan's How was certainly an awesome place.
You don't have to explain it, Trumpkin. We know it well.
Wait, Edmund. Perhaps we don't.
Huh?
Everything has changed, remember?
Oh, yes. Good point. In our day, it was a round green hill on top of another hill.
With a clear view and beautiful...
I'm afraid it isn't so clear anymore. It's all grown over with trees. Huh? And there's a low doorway leading into it. The tunnels inside are a perfect maze until you get to know them.
Tell us what happened there, Trumpkin.
It was after we had taken up our quarters in and around the How that fortune turned against us. King Miraz's scouts soon found our new lair, and he and his army arrived on the edge of the woods. As so often happens, the enemy turned out stronger than we had reckoned. And though Miraz's men may have been afraid of going into the wood, they were even more afraid of Miraz. Thus there was fighting on most days, and sometimes by night as well. But our army had, on the whole, the worst of it. At last there came a night when everything had gone as badly as possible, and the rain which had been falling heavily all day had ceased at nightfall, only to give place to raw cold. That morning Caspian had arranged what was his biggest battle yet, and we had all hung our hopes on it. But it failed. All our strategy fell apart on the battlefield. Our army suffered badly and done the enemy little harm. Few of us had not lost blood. So it was a very sombre council who met in the secret and magical chamber at the heart of Aslan's How.
We can't continue this way. The morale of our company couldn't be lower.
True.
Right. Then what are we to do?
With respect, if your majesty is ever to use the magic horn, I think the time has now come.
We are certainly in great need. But it is hard to be sure we are at our greatest. Supposing there came an even worse need and we had already used it.
By that argument, your majesty will never use it until it's too late.
Yes, I agree with that.
What do you think, Trumpkin?
Oh, as for me, your majesty knows I think the horn and that bit of broken stone called the stone table and your great King Peter and your lion Aslan are all eggs in moonshine. It's all one to me when your majesty blows the horn. All I insist on is that the army is told nothing about it. There's no good raising hopes of magical help, which, as I think, are sure to be disappointed.
Right. Then in the name of Aslan, we will blow Queen Susan's horn.
There is one thing, sire, that should perhaps be done first. We do not know what form the help will take. It might call Aslan himself from overseas, but I think it more likely to call Peter the High King and his mighty consorts down from the high past. But in either case, I do not think we can be sure that the help will come to this very spot.
You never said a truer word.
I think that they, or he, will come back to one or other of the ancient places of Narnia. This, where we now sit, is the most ancient and most deeply magical of all. And here I think the answer is likeliest to come. But there are two others. One is Lantern Waste, upriver west of Beaver's Dam, where the royal children first appeared in Narnia, as the records tell. And the other is down at the river mouth, where their castle of Caer Paravel once stood. And if Aslan himself comes, that would be the very best place for meeting him too. For every story says that he is the son of the great emperor over the sea, and over the sea he will pass.
Oh, yes.
Now, I should very much like to send messengers to both places, to Lantern Waste and the river mouth, to receive them, or him, or it.
Just as I thought. The first result of all this foolery is not to bring us help, but to lose us two fighters.
No, the fighters.
Well, who would you think of sending Dr. Cornelius? Well,
squirrels are best for getting through enemy country without being caught.
All our squirrels are rather flighty. The only one I'd trust on a job like that would be Pattertwig.
Let's be Pattertwig, then. And who for our other messenger? Well, I know you'd go, Truffle Hunter. But you haven't the speed, nor you, Dr. Cornelius.
I won't go. With all these humans and beasts about, there must be a dwarf here to see that the dwarfs are fairly treated.
Oh, thimbles and thunderstorms, is that how you speak to the king? Send me, sire, I'll go.
But I thought you didn't believe in the horn, Trumpkin.
No more I do, your majesty. But what's that got to do with it? I might as well die on a wild goose chase as die here. You are my king. I know the difference between giving advice and taking orders. You've had my advice, and now it's time for orders.
Oh, I'll never forget this, Trumpkin. Send for Pattertwig, one of you.
I'll see to it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and when shall I blow the horn?
I would wait for sunrise, Your Majesty. That sometimes has an effect in operations of this kind of magic.
Sunrise it'll be, then.